This morning we consist of Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 7, entitled The Sacrifice Performed by Daksha, text number 47. Prasidhatam asmatam akamsatam Dasyanam te haritasta tatkamanam Vijyamane nibhi namani jagyat sate Jagya vignashayam yanti tasmai namaha. Saha, that same person, Prasida, be pleased, from you, Asmatam, upon us, Akanshatam, awaiting, Darshanam, audience, Te, your, Paribhasvasta, fallen down, Satkamanam, of whom the performance of sacrifice, Kityamani, being chanted, Nibhi, by persons, Namni, your holy name, Yajnaisha, O Lord of sacrifice, Te, your Yajna-vignaha, obstacles, Shayam, destruction, Yanti, attain, tasmai, unto you, Namaha, respectful obeisances. Translation, dear Lord, we were awaiting your audience because we had been unable to perform the yajnas according to the Vedic rituals. We pray unto you, therefore, to be pleased with us. Simply by chanting your holy name, one can surpass all obstacles. We offer our respectful obeisance unto you in your presence. Please repeat,
dear Lord,
we were awaiting your audience because we have been unable to perform the yajnas according to the Vedic rituals. We pray unto you, therefore, to be pleased with us. Simply by chanting your holy name, one can surpass all obstacles. We offer our respectful obeisances unto you in your presence. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. The Brahmana priests were very hopeful that their sacrifice would be carried out without obstacles now that Lord Vishnu was present. It is significant in this verse that the Brahmanas say, simply by chanting your holy name, we can surpass the obstacles. But now, you are personally present. The performance of Yajna by Daksha was obstructed by the disciples and followers of Lord Shiva. The Brahmanas indirectly criticized the followers of Lord Shiva. But because the Brahmanas were always protected by Lord Vishnu, Shiva's followers could not do any harm to their prosecution of the sacrificial process. There is a saying that when Krishna protects someone, no one can do him harm. And when Krishna wants to kill someone, no one can protect him. The vivid example was Ravana. Ravana was a great devotee of Lord Shiva. But when Lord Ramchandra wanted to kill him, Lord Shiva could not protect him. If some demigod, even Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma, wants to harm a devotee, Krishna protects that devotee. But when Krishna wants to kill someone, such as Ravana or Hiranyakashipu, no demigod can protect him. In the purple. Omayanam, Kadambhya, 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 ॐ शुम्राय कृष्णाभ्यस्ताय भूतले श्रीमतिभक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनामने नाम श्री सारस्वती देवी गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे मे विशेष चंद्रवारि पश्यते सदारिणि जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नितानंद श्री अद्वैत गिरिधर श्रीवासरी गौरभक्तगण हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम राम हरे हरे। Translating and dear Lord, we were awaiting your audience because we have been unable to follow the performance, unable to perform the yajnas according to the Vedic rituals. We pray unto you therefore to be pleased with us. Simply by chanting your holy name one can surpass all obstacles. We offer our respectful obeisances unto you in your presence. If the Lord has personally appeared at the sacrifice of Daksha and all the different members of the assembly that are offering prayers to the Lord. The Brahmanas are concluding that they have been able to perform this sacrifice properly because of Lord Shiva and his followers who come and destroy the original sacrifice. So the Srimad Bhagavatam is pointing out the position of the pure devotees of the Lord, such as Lord Shiva, because Lord Shiva was offended by Daksha and the Devas failed to recognize Lord Shiva. They hadn't given him a place at the yajna, and Lord Shiva, to teach them a lesson, displayed his anger and upset the whole thing. Of course, Lord Shiva wasn't really interested in the going. In the beginning of the chapter, when they all go to Kailash to appease Lord Shiva, Devas and the Brahmanas, and with Daksha, and Lord Brahma is speaking and apologizing, or is glorifying Lord Shiva. And he said, "I don't mind." He said, I'm not actually disturbed." He said, "Because he's demigods are childish and less intelligent, so why should be disturbed about this?" So his anger was